I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Guys, if you start...
Guys,
I'm telling you. Guys, it's... Men.
So funny yesterday, and they played that on their show, and Cody's first response was, why is it so loud?
Exactly. That's what we want to know.
So sharp.
Is that what he said? It's sharp,
it's
right?
So yeah. Sharp. Sharp.
Yeah.
Well, you recorded it.
Guys! Guys!
I didn't know the sponge.
And for those who don't know, like after I do a live read or something, he's the next spot. He does, guys, my headphones get thrown off because it's so loud.
It's so sharp.
Oh, it's funny.
Hey, let me ask you this, mid-major Mac, just to kind of piggyback on Binkley. If you don't play in the conference championship games this week, should you get in over a team that loses in the conference championship game?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the situation. I think you have to add context to it, but overall, I'd say no.
Because he's talking about Texas.
Yeah, he's talking specifically about Texas.
No, I'm talking about Vanderbilt or like if Texas Tech,
yeah,
BYU.
Yeah, Vandy's a big one.
Like the Texas Tech BYU game, okay? If BYU wins, does Texas Tech still make the college football playoff being the number 4 seed, or do they get bumped out and then you give somebody who didn't play because they weren't good enough in the regular season the nod into the playoff?
I think if you start penalizing people for making your conference championship, you are wildly changing what the sport is, and you need to restructure this all, which we know that's true.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
No, you should not be penalized.
If you lose your conference championship.
I
agree. Yeah.
I think baloney. A lot of college football right now.
Well, yeah, a lot of it is. Yeah. Yes. But no, I'm with you because they'll make that case like, okay, well, the Texas Tech lost to BYU. And I'm just using that because that's a 4-11 type of thing.
Exactly.
And Texas Tech should not be out of the college football playoff if they lose to BYU in the conference championship game. Because then you'll have teams that'll just say, we're not playing these conference championship games.
And again, to your Notre Dame point, they don't got a conference championship game.
That's right. Notre Dame has no accountability.
Mm-hmm. And they're the only two-loss team in the tournament, right?
Yeah, that's the other thing. Right? How many losses Vandy have?
One.
I think, yeah, just one.
But Notre Dame is still going to be in there, even though Pavi is one of the I guess you could say, the hottest college football players out there. Everybody likes watching the kid, right?
Oh, yeah.
What is Notre Dame offering me right now, other than their Notre Dame?
Friday, you have Troy versus James Madison. You say, why you bring that up? Big game for James Madison. They're also favored by 23.5.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have North Texas versus Tulane as well on Friday at 7. So you get 6, then 7 o'clock, then Saturday it's loaded. Like Bob had mentioned earlier, at 11 o'clock, you have BYU at Texas Tech for the Big 12 championship game. I mean, at Texas Tech, but you get it. Yeah. Big 12 championship game. Georgia, Alabama at 3 o'clock.
Great game.
I mean, dude, look at this. I mean, I'm dead serious here. Okay. 11 o'clock, BYU, Texas Tech. 3 o'clock, Georgia, Alabama. 7 o'clock, Cignetti versus Day.
Oh,
Indiana,
that's
Ohio State.
A good one. Yeah.
I know that I'm hard.
What are you guys doing Saturday?
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
I like that. That's a good. I think my Saturday is open to an extent. I think my younger daughter's having some sort of brunch at the house early, but
that's fine. You just keep an eye on the first two games. I mean, the Indiana Ohio State game is the moneymaker. Then don't sleep on Duke and Virginia. Because Duke wins that game, you've got some controversy as well, holding on to that.
Who gets in the Pac-12?
Told you.
You had me there for a second.
You guys are familiar with how the World Series of Poker works?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
yeah.
where the Chiefs are right now. The final table is set. There are 10 teams alive, right? There's 10 people at the final table. That's how they do it in the World Series of Poker. We all remember Chris Moneymaker, Doyle Brunson, Jesus Ferguson, all those
what
great
What happened
games, right?
to that sport? You know, that was hot for like a hot minute.
Ran its course.
It did?
Right? I mean, it was popular, and then it kind of
remember
faded
when
out.
Everybody was playing poker all Absolutely. Over the city for TVs and things? My father-in-law still likes to play.
Yeah, I mean, me and my buddy Nick used to be Richards, and we figured out who won, and then we'd tell everybody in our group chat, because it was recorded, obviously, and then they would leak it out on the internet. We'd be like, well, this guy wins. Like, dude, what? Anyways, yeah, we were that guy. Sorry, we've grown. But the Chiefs are now the low stack at the final table. Now, we all know that when you get to the final table of, I wish, my voice is way too loud for that.
I'll scratch
but
it.
I think this is the World Series of football that we're currently in. There are 10 teams left that essentially have a shot at winning the whole thing, and the AFC is what I specifically talk about. Some people at this final table have the big stack. That would be New England and Denver. They're sitting there. The blinds or the antes don't really affect them. They can bully if they want, which is if when they play a bad team, they can go out there and beat them, whether it's by 1 point against Washington. They still win, right? They're holding all the chips. But the Chiefs and the Texans are the low stack at the table. Right, they're the two teams with the low stack of the table, and we all know that the antes will eventually get to you. And what I mean by antes is the weeks of the season. Eventually, you're going to run out of time, and you have to make a stab at the pot, and you have to have somebody call you. Well, right now, you're going heads up against Houston, which means you can double your hand, which is exactly what they can do.
Yeah.
Because if they can beat Houston and the Chargers, who are also at this final table, that are not really a high stack or a mid stack, but they've got a decent amount. They can lose against Philadelphia on Monday night, and all of a sudden that stack has doubled, and then you get to put it up again and double up again against the Chargers, and then all of a sudden those guys that have the big stack, there's now two to maybe three teams or three individuals that have been eliminated from the final table. And now all of a sudden it gets strategic because it's like, oh man, that guy that had a bad run in a couple hands or didn't see a flush on the table or didn't see the straight get hit on the river has lost those games. the Jacksonville Jaguars game. To me, that gives me a vibe of a poker hand where the guy had two outs, they pulled it out, boom. Brian Thomas Jr., been irrelevant except for one time this year.
That's right.
What time was it? When he caught that pass against the damn Chiefs.
Yep.
And then you look at, you know, the dropped interception, the walk-in from Trevor Lawrence, stuff like that, the interception against Denver. That's the, I didn't see that on the table. And now the Chiefs are at a point in time at the final table of this AFC division where they've got to make a stab. And that starts right now. Like, you might not be able to go all in with pocket queens, but you might be able to make something work with a Jack 10 suited or a Queen 9 suited, and you can hit that flush against Texas and double up your stack and get them off the table and make the odds that much better, which is exactly what happens. Mm-hmm. Now, if you lose this game, you've gone all in, you've gotten beat by
you're
a
done.
Better hand. And that's why I think this week in football is like the final table of the World Series of Poker. You have 10 teams that can make it. The final table is always 10 individuals. You've got to make a stab if you're low stack. And where do you attack? Where the money is. And you can do that later on in the playoffs if you can get there, when you can get down to the final five, because that big stack doesn't mean anything when everybody's somewhat in the same playing field. Right now, the big stacks are sitting back going, let these small guys knock each other off, and then our money will add up more, which is what you can do in the World Series of Poker. You can go to the final table if you're mid-stack, like you're the Jaguars, because mm-hmm. you've got the advantage. You can play a couple of hands without getting blinded out.
Right.
But the Chiefs have to go all in this week. They have to win, knock Houston out, and then hope that the Jaguar, or hope that the Chargers can also maybe make a stab and fail, and then you jump them as well.
I'm
so there's a lot that happens.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what their all-in is, too, Dusty, yeah. You know, because they've never really been in this position
well,
before,
it's tonsil
right?
tickling.
Tonsil tickling, right, yes, exactly. But no, I'm very interested to see what this all-in looks like for the Kansas City Chiefs. This is desperation. This is it. This is your season. It is on the line. There is no more tomorrow. There's no more of we're this close. We're going to figure things out. We're not far away, all that kind of stuff. That's what they say about bad teams. They're not far away, because in the NFL, you're not far away. You're one or two players or two plays away from changing your entire season. So I'm very interested to see what all in looks like for the Chiefs. Do they take out all the stops this week, whatever that means, right? Do they play different? Do they play like their hair's on fire? Do they play with that desperation? Do they? I don't know the answer to that question. If they don't come out and play with desperation, though, I mean, that Sunday night game may get turned off early, right?
Because
I mean,
you guys have all played poker, right? You know, when you're low stack, you're like, all right, I may not be able to wait around for aces. I may not be able to wait around for kings, right? You might have to go all in with the suited connector, like a 6-7, and hope that the, didn't mean to do that, but hopefully that the flop is, you know, 7-7-6, or it's 5-8-9, and you're like, okay, boom, now we're in advantage, right? That's a 21-0 lead the first half. You have the nuts. You have the hand. You have everything you need, because I will say this, when you're playing out there in the tournament, yes, the nerves are there. Everybody's got a shot, but when it gets down to the final 10, the good players outlast the bad players.
All the time.
Sometimes there's luck. But right now, the Chiefs have to put on their Fossil sunglasses and go all in and try to win this game, because that's what they've got to do.
They really do. They have to take the Jim Fossil approach and say, this team is going to the playoffs. I'm putting all my chips to the center of the table, and we're going all in. I mean, that's exactly what he said back in 2000, and the Giants responded. And so this Chiefs team is better than that Giants team, better coach, better quarterback, all of that kind of stuff. Will they go out there and perform? That's why I'm like, yeah, they have to go all in. But what is their all-in? What will we see from their all-in? How will it be different? Because if they go out there and continue to do the same, we're not talking about the playoffs this year.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. We want to talk about the NFL slate this week, because it is dynamite. Plus, we get into Max Pack and Bob's Bottom Feeders. Yet to see them. Better see a team not in there, and better see a team in there. I'll explain what that means, and so will Mac and Bob on the other side of 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Creed Humphrey, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
It's time for Max Pack.
It's a hump day. 7:20, you know what that means, baby. It's time to name the top five teams right here on 96.5 The Fan who can hoist a Lombardi trophy here in February. Let's start at number five. It's going to be an interesting list. Some new teams on this list.
Yeah, there should be, right?
Seahawks?
Yeah. We'll start at number five.
Okay.
This is not a new team, but it's a new team in the last month or so. It's the Green Bay Packers. They are revisiting this list after their Thanksgiving showing against the Detroit Lions. Jordan Love looked great. The offense was there. Not only do they have Josh Jacobs, Emmanuel Wilson. They got a little two-headed running back duo down there. Obviously, we've talked about the emergence of Christian Watson.
Give me 1 second.
Watson, yes!
The absence of Tucker Kraft may lower their ceiling, but I still like this team, and I love this defense in an NFC that kind of feels more wide open after this last week. Number four.
Do you think they should go out and get Chris Paul now that he's available?
Yeah, we'll talk about that in one word, man.
You know what's nice to see Jordan Love do? Throw it deep multiple times at one guy.
Yes.
He threw it like deep 5 times to Christian Watson, and he caught a touchdown in one of them, and he caught a big gain in the other. The other three either drops or he didn't hit him.
Just didn't hit
but
him.
But he just kept going to the well.
He kept going to Watson.
Yes. He kept going to where?
Yeah.
Watson! Yes!
Been part of their problem, right? It's Dobbs, it's Wicks, it's all these guys. You need to find one constant, and Watson might be that guy. Number four, this is a new team. They have not yet surfaced the top five this week. I kind of have to do it. It is the New England Patriots.
I'm with you on that. I'm in. I like that team, man. I like that quarterback.
Bob's hard for May.
I know he is. And listen, I love May. He's my second favorite QB coming out of the draft a couple years ago behind Caleb Williams. I'm not even like fully sold on this. I just don't have a lot of other teams that I think that I believe in right now. Like the Ravens, they're winning games. They might win that division, like I said, but they don't look good. The Chiefs, like, they may sneak into the playoffs, but I have to see them do a lot of things before they go back into this list. I look on the NFC side, like, who else am I missing right now? Mm-hmm. The Lions, they just lost. They've been on a down streak. The Patriots have been winning. They've been constant. But if you look at the teams that they've beaten, these are the teams that they've beaten as far as their defenses go. This is the defense points per drive given up. The Cleveland Browns are the fifth-ranked defenses, points per drive given up. The rest of the defenses they played, the Bills 15th, the Falcons 17th, the 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, and 31st ranked defenses by points per drive. So I just haven't seen a lot from the Patriots, but they're here. They keep winning. I have to just recognize.
They've unseated Buffalo.
Yep, I have to recognize it.
Did New England do that last? Did they do that Monday night against that Giants defensive line that I know that we have given praise to without their starting left tackle and without their right tackle? Or there was two tackles or two linemen missing. I know one of them was the left tackle that cried.
Yes.
Saying he'd spend his life protecting Drake May. I mean,
yeah, it's a good defensive line, but when you don't have any secondary to go
fair.
Up against.
That's fair. Everybody torches the Giants.
Yeah, exactly. It's the Giants. Like, again, beat bad teams, and they destroyed them. Like, I'm putting them up here, but again, I'm not sold. And
that Giants thing, let's just be honest, that is a dysfunctional mess. Like, Abdul Carter, colossal failure.
Damn,
biggest bust
so
in the draft.
Sad.
I thought he was the best player in the draft.
Oh, we were pumped.
That guy has
no sense.
He
wanted to wear Lawrence Taylor's number.
He wanted to wear Phil Simms's number, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Micah Parsons is 11, and so he wanted, and this guy, he doesn't even show up to work.
I mean, honestly, like, yeah, it's pretty sad. Number three, I'll go with the Bills. I'm still putting up there. Part of this is past precedent, but they did look really good last week. I know it's the Steelers who also, like, talking about the Giants. I'm putting the Steelers, like, around that tier. That defense sucks. That team is down bad right now. But the Bills ran it all over them, and I love teams that can run the football in January and February.
You got to be able to do it then. That's important at this time of year.
Really weird.
I mean, it's exactly very
they
weird.
They won that game without Josh Allen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They didn't need him. And that,
on the road, in Pittsburgh, in those conditions.
So it's so important because
where when you have a good running back.
Now that pressure's dynamic. Off of him. So when they do need him in that fourth quarter, in that last 5 minute stretch, he's going to be able to show up, I think. Number two is the Philadelphia Eagles. I know they just lost to the Chicago Bears and they are down bad, and I don't know what to do with this team. They're so freaking weird and confounding, but they are complete. And again, I just don't know who else to put above them right now. They're not a lot of elite teams. The only elite team that I believe to be in the league right now at this very moment just lost to the Carolina Panthers. It's the Los Angeles Rams. I'm going to put in here. I think they've got, in my opinion, the MVP and Matthew Stafford. They've got the best wide receiver duo or number two wide receiver duo in the league in Devontae Adams and Puka Nacua.
Who's above that?
A great defense. George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb. A great defense and a great head coach that's won a Super Bowl before.
You're not putting the Steelers in there? They got Adam Thielen.
Oh, shoot. My bad.
Did you see that tweet yesterday, that dude in Pittsburgh? He said Mike Tomlin's going to come out here with some bull crap and say that you can't eat soup with a fork, and then we're going to go hire some wannabe Wash 2008 Pro Bowler. And then someone quote tweeted and said he actually did it. Adam Thielen was a Pro Bowler in 2018.
I'm out so lost, good. It, man. That
eat
is
soup
funny.
With a fork. That's a Mike Tomlin quote.
Oh, it is.
One.
Yeah, it is. It's a great Mike Tomlin quote. We're not going to eat soup with a fork.
Yeah.
God, I love that guy so much. I mean, imagine what he could have done with a quarterback these last 5 years.
What if he doesn't want to be a head coach and Spag retires and Andy's like, hey, Mike.
Oh, I'd do that in a second. I mean,
sweet.
Yeah. Adios, turd nuggets.
You think pants are tight now. If all of a sudden Mike Tomlin was on the staff as assistant head coach / defensive coordinator.
I'd like to see what he would do to Chris Jones after that.
I know that I'm hard.
Oh, my God. Chris Jones probably would have been. He'd be Chris Paul.
Oh, Lord. We'll help you find a team, but you ain't. You, what is the saying in the bars?
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
That's what they told Chris Paul.
That's what the chancellor of KU said to us in our graduation commencement address. He said that. Because it was when that closing time song by Semisonic was out. And he quoted it. He goes, to seniors who are graduating, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Thanks, Chancellor.
Yeah.
Thanks for the great words of
support.
Yeah. Get the hell out of here. We got nothing left to do with you.
Like your bottom feeders.
All right. Number five on the list, the St. Louis Cardinals. That's fine by that. But the Arizona Cardinals. You've got a coach out there who's punching players and whatever the case is. He stinks. The Arizona Cardinals come in at number five on my list. Up to number four in the New York Football Giants on that list. I mean, that thing is a mess. Abdul Carter doesn't show up to work. The head coach of this team is not going to be the head coach much longer. The GM of this team is not going to be the GM much longer. That is a wasteland of lost opportunities and sadness.
And you call it, they got their bye next week. They're not coming back after the bye. It's done. They're not showing up.
They're going on the boat.
They're going, yeah. What are they, 43-104 and 1 since that boat picture? Number
BBL
three.
BBL stinky.
Number three on my list, the New Orleans Saints. They're still just a really bad football team that offers not a lot of anything.
Oh, shucks.
Number two nice. Are the St. Louis Browns. They come in on the list because they might as well be a baseball team. I don't like Shador Sanders. Is that okay? Like, this guy's out here trying to battle everybody constantly in the media and all this kind of stuff. How about focus on just playing football and let everything take place and take care of itself? Like, he's fighting the wrong battles. And number one are the Tennessee Titans on that list. They're the worst team in the NFL.
Yeah.
They have to get retired soon, like the Jets.
Yeah.
You're like TRL. You know, you can only be on the list so long to where everybody gets it. Like, all right, Tennessee. Like
the butt fumble on ESPN.
I don't even know if the
plays.
Tennessee Titans are an actual NFL football team.
It's atrocious.
I really don't know if they're considered an NFL team.
It's embarrassing.
Also, do they have a quarterback or not?
I believe in Cam.
They don't have a coach. They don't have leadership. They don't have an organization.
Right.
So, like, it's kind of hard to. It's like the Chiefs don't have a great defense, but they don't have a defensive line. That's where it starts.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, we don't know if he's a good quarterback. Yeah.
So I want to pick apart top five and then bottom feeders. Top five, no Seattle Seahawks. Great defense.
Great
wide receiver one. Pretty solid tandem at running back. A quarterback, I think that's why they're not in your top five, because you got burned last year on Sam Darnold. I think their coach is decent. I don't hate him.
Yeah, Mike McDonald's awesome.
He's doing fine.
Great singer.
Yeah. You play I'm going to be there one more time, I'm going to burn this place down. 40-year-old virgin. The thing about Seattle that's interesting is that they did exactly what they were supposed to do. They blanked Eric Brosmer last week for the Minnesota Vikings, and he threw the worst interception I've ever seen. Think about this in last week's NFL. We saw the worst interception of the season, maybe the greatest catch of the season, and the worst field goal kick of all time and in the season. That was all in week 14.
Yeah, that was last week.
Or week 13. Sign me up for week 14, which is completely different. Now,
you heard his reasoning about that kick? He was blaming the ball was moving.
What?
And that's, so he stopped. Yeah, what was happening is the snap came and the punter spun it to get the laces out.
Laces out.
Yikes.
So he's blaming the ball movement. He thought the ball moved, and so he stopped his.
At least Ray Finkel still put foot to ball.
I mean, just kick the damn thing.
Okay, bottom feeders. Titans, Browns, Saints, Giants, Cards. You know what the Cardinals are going to do? Cardinals are going to piss a lot of people off in fantasy football. Because you're going to think, Jacoby Brissett, he's not going to do anything. But they're going to be a lot of garbage time.
Oh, yeah.
And Brissett's kind of out there doing his thing.
It's been great for me.
The Giants, I get it. Saints, obviously. Browns and Titans. You know what one thing about this is? Which one of these teams is going to remain there next year?
Well, if you're asking me.
Because what's the one common problem all five of these teams have besides maybe the Giants? There's no
quarterbacks,
nor a coach do you trust.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And there's your problem.
And my if I was going to say which one remains there, snarkily, I'll say the Giants. But realistically, I'll say the Cardinals, because they've proven over the years they're just an awful franchise.
Oh, sorry. You want me to really be specific. The catch, pick one. You had Treylon Burks in the corner of the end zone for Washington.
Like four,
you had Brock Bowers with a one-handed scoop in the end zone, and then you had Puka Nacua going absolutely.
The Nacua one is the one I thought you were talking
about.
That's
what I was referencing, because that's just disgusting, that catch. And then the kick was cool. I mean, how did you miss the kick? My own boss tagged me in a Twitter video and said, "Dusty, when he uses a lob wedge." Thanks, Spec. Appreciate that.
No Raiders in the bottom feeders.
I mean, it's kind of like the Jets. We know they're there.
We understand.
We get it.
You suck.
Yeah. I wonder what they're going to do in the offseason.
Somebody says, yeah, I mean, I would have just kicked the holder if he moved the ball.
He didn't move the ball, though. I mean, how many times have you watched that? The kicker's a liar.
That's your fault.
Yeah.
And then someone from the 913 said, your counselor could have just said, now you're all going to be great bakers and organizers. Oh, gosh. And then somebody says, no love for the Bears, Mac.
No, come on.
Okay. They lose this week. They're the seventh seed.
Yeah, come on.
I also want to bring this up. Dallas and Detroit, I think, is an awesome Thursday night football game. I cannot wait.
Mm-hmm.
Going to get the Nutcracker Ale for Jay Binkley and maybe a Jack's Pizza.
That's a Binkley spread if I've ever heard of one.
I'll tell you what.
Totino's Pizza Rolls.
Yeah.
How many times do you think that guy's burned his mouth on Totino's Pizza Rolls? Oh. Every?
How much time do you have? I mean, I've done the exact same thing. But I will say, Detroit and Dallas, what an identification game. Because if Dallas goes out there against Detroit, who again is beat up, right? No, I don't think Amara St. Brown's going to play. I don't know if Dallas's offense can keep it up, but I know that they have, Terrion Arnold? He's out for Detroit as well.
Detroit's banged up.
Pretty
time,
banged up.
Man.
And right now, Dallas's record does not say who they are. When you see Dallas on the schedule, I feel like you're like, okay, like when we had the season at the beginning of the year, I was, you know, hesitant to say, don't forget it's Dallas in Dallas on Thanksgiving. That was my only reason why I thought the Chiefs would lose that game. And then you see what their offense is doing. And Dak Prescott, third best odds in the MVP. I think the MVP race is over. It's between the two-man race.
Who's the second?
Stafford and May.
You think Stafford's still in it?
I thought it was good. They brought this up on First Things First yesterday. Drake May has no more primetime games. Stafford has three.
Ooh.
And that plays a huge factor.
Well, that could be either good or bad.
Correct.
Yeah.
And one of the games that Stafford has on primetime is against the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, great. They're going to flex that thing, aren't they?
I don't know.
Is that a Saturday or some game?
I think it's a Monday night game.
Okay, they probably
But I thought it was a good. I thought that was a good point because of who, you know, there's 50 people that vote on it. And I think it was Danny and Nick were going back and forth about it. And they were talking about how, like, if you look at the schedule, like, Drake May is not going to be seen. Now, yet they play Buffalo, but it's like it's a noon game on CBS that, like, unfortunately, we live in a world of red zone. Locals, teams, and all that. Like, are you really going to pay attention to it? Are we going to see it? Like, we saw Drake May on Monday Night Football against the Giants, and he looked fantastic.
I got to be honest with you. If you're the MVP voter, you better watch these five games for each of these players and have an informed vote.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying is, like, if it's down to those two and you're a voter and there's five games to go, you better watch all those games.
No doubt about it.
I don't have a vote. You don't have a vote. None of us have a vote. But if I had a vote, I'd be paying attention to what was going on.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Somebody said on the text line that Witkowski would always burn his mouth on Hot Pockets.
How could you? They were always frozen in the middle.
Hot pockets.
You talk about pizza rolls. I thought I saw a new Smasher Pass topic. Yesterday it was chocolate chip cookie pizza rolls. And then the bottom of it said AI oriented.
Oh,
I was like,
no.
Opened it up and it looked like a cookie dough in the middle. Like,
I mean, let's just think about that for a second. Dale, that's 100% like, and a side of like vanilla dipping sauce.
I don't even need that. You know? Yeah, but yeah, you can do it. Like Almond Mark.
Yeah.
But yeah, they opened it up and it was just like chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's the Smash City. Yeah. One word, found this out this morning. This sucks. I mean, the Clippers are already one of the worst teams in the NBA, and now one of the few bright spots of their season, bringing Chris Paul back, their best player in franchise history. It came out this morning about 2 a.m. is when Chris Paul found out, when we all found out. He's done. They're waving him.
Yeah, they're saying goodbye.
Cut him. One word.
Stupid. And I say that because, as you mentioned, he's like your franchise player. What's their record this year?
Yeah, they're
not
terrible.
Good, right? So why wouldn't you have somebody there that the fans can watch? SpotRack retweeted and goes, there is no reason financially to cut him. You're not saving any money.
Wow.
It doesn't give you any salary cap maneuverability. It's a net zero. So and SpotRack said, I can't wait to find out why.
Hmm. Maybe Edgecombe doesn't like him.
He's in Philly.
I always get their jerseys mixed up.
They are colors similar. Yeah.
What, he went from CP3 to CIA3?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think my one word would just be age. I think our high school baseball coach, Brad Mayfield, always said at one point, I remember this, I was a freshman going into high school, and he had all the baseball players that were going to try out. And he goes, hey, here's the deal. Some of you are going to make it, some of you aren't, because some of you are going to get to a level that you can no longer play at, and unfortunately that's just life, and other you are going to excel the higher you go up in life. Whether that's going to be freshman year, senior year, freshman year of college, pros, eventually you're going to get to a level where you can't do it anymore. And I think that's where we're at with CP3. Unfortunately,
yeah,
never won a title. I think everybody kind of wanted him to get a title, had his opportunities, journeyman, future coach in the NBA.
You think him and Cliff are going to hang out now and sell insurance?
Sure,
or,
for sure.
You know, what's going to go on there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll rekindle.
Yeah.
Yeah, point God. Yeah, it's sad to see him go. He'll land somewhere else, I'm sure, just to retire.
Well, will he, though? I mean,
probably just to retire, I imagine. Someone will have him on to sell some tickets.
Maybe.
I don't know. I got two pieces of audio. I want to do one word on both of them around the same topic. Mike Tomlin was asked about the fans calling for his job. Fire Mike Tomlin, fire Mike Tomlin. He's asked about those chants. Let's play this audio and get one word on it first.
In general, I agree with them from this perspective. Football is our game. We're in the sport entertainment business. And so if you root for the Steelers, entertaining them is winning.
Yep.
And so when you're not winning, it's not entertaining. And if you've been in this business, you understand that. And so I respect it. I share frustrations. I understand what makes this thing go. And winning is what makes this thing go.
Love is my one word. Love, because he's absolutely right. I don't blame him. I'm with him. And I love the fact that he said it's an entertainment business. Too many people in sports forget that. You're no different than the movies. You're no different than a musical group. You're no different than a Broadway show. You're no different than anything. You are a form of entertainment. And if you're not winning and you're not entertaining, well, then people aren't going to go because it's not entertaining and they're not going to spend their hard-earned dollar on a non-entertaining product. I love everything that Mike Tomlin said there. I'm biased, though. I've got my Tomlin glasses on. I'd jump in front of a car for that guy, and I've never met him in my life.
I would say my one word would be humble. I mean, not many coaches can go up there and, you know, address that question, be like, oh, I'm not going to get into that, or they're entitled to their opinion. I would say my one word would be humble. I think he kind of knows. I think it's kind of like when you had a relationship that's gone too far, one of you is starting to become distant, and you're like, eventually you're going to sit there and be like, are we okay? And someone's going to break, and you're going to say, okay, I'll get my stuff and we'll move on. Mm-hmm. I mean, it happened in Philadelphia.
Yep.
And it worked out wonderful for both parties.
Yes, it did.
It worked out in St. Louis. Dick Vermeil won a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And then, 3 years later, he's with the Chiefs. And yeah. Mike Martz takes over. And they were still good. And the Chiefs were good. And it worked out. So, yeah, humble is my word for Tom.
I really do think that. It, just totally off the subject, you mentioned the Eagles were better now. You know, and they are. But I was just driving in this morning. I was thinking about the Kelly brothers, Brian and Chip, two of the biggest grifters in the history of sports. Mm. Those two guys, my God, how much money have those guys stolen?
The liars. Big Ben, he wasn't lying on his podcast. He talked about the Mike Tomlin situation as well. That's Ben Roethlisberger.
No, it's being talked about around here a lot. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's a clean house time. Maybe it is. Maybe it's time. And I like Coach Tomlin. I have a lot of respect for Coach Tomlin. Maybe it's best for him, too.
Sure.
Maybe a fresh start for him is what's best. Whether that's in the pros, whether maybe go be Penn State's head coach. You know what he would do in Penn State? He'd probably go win national championships.
I wouldn't wish college football on anybody that's a coach, or college basketball for that matter. That's a cesspool. But I will say this. It is probably, he's right, it may be best for both parties to just, it's fine. It's been a long relationship. It's been a great relationship. But every relationship eventually grows stale, and it's not working right now there in Pittsburgh. So if I'm Mike Tomlin and Pittsburgh and you reach an agreement to move on and he still wants to coach, the damn Giants better be at his door and not leave. Like, they better Andy Reid him, okay? Mm. Go to Pittsburgh and sit in his home until he comes and coaches the Giants. But the Giants will hire some loser.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, my one word on Roethlisberger's is truth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how many divorces end completely soured and distraught and in hatred. There's a lot of divorces out there that, you know, they cope with it. They know what's happening, and they know that it's better off for the situation that is the future, and they just cope with it, right? Like, hey, I'll drop the kids off. Don't worry about it, and you can still say hi to the year-in-laws and still have that respect thing. I don't think this is going to be a nasty split.
No.
Because I think it's one of those things where you can see it coming, and you can kind of prepare for it. Like, I'm sure Tomlin's already kind of like looking at things like, all right, I'm going to need to go to, you know, Storage Mart and get some boxes for that over there. I'll leave that. They can keep that LeBeau thing. I don't need it. But I think this is just one of those things where time's ran its course. Yeah. And it's stale and it's over. And look, Pittsburgh's tired of being in purgatory. They move on. Marty Schottenheimer got fired in Kansas City, went to the Chargers, turned that franchise around. Granted, had a couple of good quarterbacks.
Had one year in San Diego.
And then he went to the playoffs and the same thing happened. Yep. So I don't disagree that he could go to Penn State and turn that that organization around and be that recruiter. And because think about this. Mike Tomlin's older. Like, you're talking about Notre Dame, how much we hate on Notre Dame. Look at their recruiting class. It's guys like Plaxico Burress' son. It's like athletes that used to play are now turning 18 and 19 years old, plus the transfer portal. Hey, my dad played for you, and he says you're a great guy. I'm going to go to Penn State. We saw a time of today where a guy went from Georgia to Vanderbilt. If it's 2010, you look at that and go, how much money was on that guy's front porch from Vanderbilt?
How much money was in the McDonald's bag? You know,
exactly. It was more than that Grinch salt that they're putting on fries these days.
Which, by the way, have you seen the SpongeBob meal from Burger King that's out?
No.
It looks like they got a little square yellow bun. I may be in on the SpongeBob meal over at Burger King.
Little Krabby Patty.
But that's what they said. They said a Krabby Burger. I'm like, please don't tell me Burger King's putting some imitation crab.
No, I think it's like a sauce they put on
it. Okay, thank God.
I don't know, what are those little round circle things? Are those nuggets or like fish? What are those things?
I don't know, but I like the bun. I'm not gonna lie. I just don't think college, man. I that's me. I'm very biased. I wouldn't waste my time with this college crap. It's just too much, man. You're never done. It's all about the NIL. It's all about my God, Penn State. If they're firing him in Pittsburgh because he's not winning, what is Penn State gonna do?
I think his best job, I think the best thing the NFL can do is put him in Cincinnati. I think Zach Taylor, that's a divorce that needs to happen. That is one that probably won't happen in a nice manner way. But what does Cincinnati have? What do we know Cincinnati has?
Not a defense.
But they have a great offense.
Mm-hmm.
And if they need a defense, you take Tomlin and you put him in a situation where he doesn't have to worry about the... Like, if he goes to the Giants, another great situation for the Giants. Out of the division, it is New York. It would be a different media.
He'd be
than
awesome
Pittsburgh.
In New York,
I think
though.
So, if they win. But he'd have Scadaboo. He'd have Malik Nabers. He'd have Wando Robinson. Which whoever the
Theo Johnson.
Was. Theo Johnson's there as well. Plus, you have Scadaboo. You have Dart.
Mm-hmm.
You have all those guys. But in Cincinnati, you have the same situation. But the New York Giants defense is set up more for success than the Cincinnati Bengals defense.
And he'll
is.
Come in there with... what's the word I'm looking for? Discipline. Yeah. And maybe Abdul Carter will understand how to be a professional or how to be an adult, not a professional athlete, an adult. Because when you can't show up on time, that's disrespectful. I hate people that are late. It is disrespectful to everybody else. It's how you interact as an adult by showing up on time and doing your job. And obviously, DeBall was looking the other way. And then as soon as DeBall left, Kafka's in there and boom, 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 he's suspended. So you know it was going on all season long. Mike Tomlin needs to go in there and be the disciplinarian in that situation.
Coming up on the other side, we'll give you what they want is what baseball has said, plus a drunk varmint. We're not talking about Dusty Likens. We're talking about something else here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Chris Jones, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Guy! Diving back into it on a Wednesday here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. I'll tell you what, baseball fans speak out and baseball mans tend to listen. 57% of MLB fans support a salary cap with an approval climbing 2/3 among fans 65 plus, according to recent Civic Science / SBJ Sports Consumer Insight Survey. Big stat there. 65 and older.
Yeah, 65 and older, but 50% of overall fans approve of that as well. Of course, 65 and older. I mean, I'm surprised it's actually not higher, but it's almost 2/3 of baseball fans are saying they want a salary cap right now, right? And so what I look at is baseball has done a really good job of giving fans everything that they've wanted in the game. They've sped up the games. They've, got rid of got the pitch clock in there and all the stuff that they've done, the ghost runner to move the games along. Fans wanted faster games. And if fans are out there saying whether they're 65 or older or not, that is still a pretty big fan base for baseball, that they want a salary cap, then I think that's something that baseball seriously seriously needs to consider. Will they get there? I don't know. I mean, I keep asking every day about where we're headed, you know, with this thing in baseball. And you know, now they're thinking, now there may be a small lockout. They don't expect games to be missed and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know what they're going to do to get, you know, kind of equity back in Major League Baseball without establishing some sort of salary cap and, of course, a salary floor. And I'm more concerned, quite honestly, Dusty, with the salary floor than I am with the salary cap. Teams are going to spend. We have to force the freeloaders of the world, the grifters of the world, like the Pirates and whatnot, to go out there and actually spend money. The Marlins and some of these other, you know, teams that just refuse to spend money, they need to force them to go out there and spend money. And that's where I am with baseball. If you can get the you know, the bottom grifters up, you know, to a reasonable level of spending money, that's good for everybody in the game. And if you do that and you boost everybody's spending, then you really don't need a salary cap. You just have to force these freeloading teams, Pittsburgh, Miami, all these other teams that stink and never spend any money, you got to force them to start spending money. And that's where the real problem is in baseball. I don't think it's the overspend by the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Mets or anything like that. To me, it's the underspend by about a third of these teams. You need a hard salary floor, in my opinion, more than you need a hard salary cap.
No doubt. You know, tired of seeing teams just kind of draft and develop and then send off. Look, the example that we're saying, the elephant in the room is the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah.
Or the Miami Marlins.
Right, exactly.
You know, teams like that. Like, you look at their teams, they've had, like, what was it? Giancarlo Stanton had like 60 home runs or 57 home runs the big year he had the MVP season, yeah, and then he was gone.
Gone.
You look at Paul Skeens.
Right.
I asked you the question, is Paul Skeens in New York by Sunday night? Because winter meetings start Friday, right, obviously, and that's been a popular name.
Yep.
Obviously, he's coming off Rookie of the Year, coming off Cy Young. I don't know what else, MVP,
what else,
right,
could you have done in your first 2 years?
And nothing to support him. And I know, right, baseball takes time.
And not anymore, it doesn't. They've gotten rid of so many minor league teams right now, and there's so much incentive for guys to come up, you know, with the extra draft picks and whatnot. I don't know that you need as much time anymore. Like, you could flip a team overnight. The Royals did it.
Yeah. Would you be satisfied if there wasn't a floor, but there was a cap?
No.
You need them both?
I need a floor more than I need a cap. What about you?
Something. If they did a cap, I think eventually we would see the floor. So I think that would get the ball moving.
Yeah.
I just don't want to see nothing happen.
I see.
Because I think a cap would be fine, because then it would be like, I don't know, necessarily like the NBA. Like, the NBA has a salary cap. Mac Bryan knows more than I do. The NBA has a salary cap, but it's a very
loose,
liberal salary cap, right? Yeah. You can still sign three players to max deals, just like in baseball. Be like, oh, there's a salary cap. You can still go get four players on your team, and two of them be starting pitchers, two of them be position players. But, mm-hmm, you know, I'm with you. I would love to see a floor, because if you don't, then you're going to continue to see Pittsburgh, Miami, these teams not care, and then they're going to draft first and second and third in the draft and get these top, you know, notch college players or high school players. And then eventually you're going to be like, that guy will be a Yankee, that guy will be a Dodger, that guy will be a Red Sox, and all this sort of stuff. So it's, I if they do one this year, I'm fine. If they did both, obviously, we're Ben Johnson, we're taking our shirts off and going to the wiener circle and, mm-hmm, getting hot dogs, which is weird to say out loud, but that's what they did. But again, at least baseball is having this conversation, because 10 years ago, they'd have just thrown it on the table and said, absolutely not. There's no way we're talking about this. Move on with your day. Season starts in 75 days.
Yeah, and the thing that the players need to understand, too, in baseball is, if you're forcing other teams to spend, there's going to be more money out there for you, because all of a sudden the Pirates, who are grifting by at $60 million payrolls, they're going to be forced to spend, let's just put the floor at $100 million, they're going to be forced to spend an extra $40 million. Well, that's extra cash out there for a lot of other players out there. And I think sometimes the players are so obtuse, they don't see, you know, the forest through the trees, as they like to say, and they just look at the big number at the end. They're not looking at everything that takes place in between. And you don't get to the end and become one of the highest paid players in baseball without, you know, working your way up to that level, honestly. So why wouldn't you want more money down there for all these other teams to spend on? And guys can make maybe more money earlier than having to wait for a big contract from one of three teams.
Yeah. Because if it doesn't happen, we're all going to be the drunk raccoon.
A raccoon broke into a close Virginia liquor store and drank alcohol from the bottom shelves over the weekend. An animal control officer says the raccoon was found Saturday, passed out next to the store's toilet. The officer says the raccoon then sobered up after a few hours. Officials say they release him back into the wild.
Is that a real story?
No, that's AI, obviously the voice, yeah, right? I don't care if it's a real story or not. Would you like to drink with a raccoon?
No.
Why?
I saw what it did to Buddy the Elf.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
You need a hug.
Yeah,
yeah,
that is true. That's a good point.
I feel
point.
Like raccoons, man, they're like, they're the friend that, like, you trust for 10 minutes, and all of a sudden, like, there's Gary.
Mm-hmm. They're deceiving.
Yeah, very deceiving.
They're cute.
I like the fact that there's bottom shelf liquor.
Trash panda.
Yeah. It is, because it's disgusting. You trash. What animal would you like to drink with if you could sit down and have cocktails with an animal?
I mean, that's the question.
Is a dog too obvious? I mean,
no, I was going to say a bear.
Okay.
I'd like to sit with a bear and have a conversation.
Oh, you would. Yeah. Have you not seen the Revenant?
Cool. But I was thinking more of like Ted, you know?
Yeah. I don't think they were doing a lot of drinking.
But it, like, sit around and have cocktails with an animal. For me, it would be a bear. I think that would be a nice
Yogi,
fit.
Ted.
Hey, how you doing, bear? Do you like a beer and whatnot? So a bear, that's the animal I'd like to sit around and drink with. Mac?
I think a chimp would be fun.
Is it still a dog for you?
Yeah, I mean, just thinking about me and my dog having a beer after work, that sounds pretty awesome.
It does.
Yeah. If I drink with a dog, I'd turn into that old man from Road Trip.
Oh, yeah.
Getting stoned on the porch
movie.
With your dog?
Yep. Yeah.
You going to make those blueberry pancakes or what? What?
Road Trip. Is that the one where he wipes his with the waffle?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Horatio Sands.
Horatio Sands. Yeah.
A bird would be kind of cool.
Yeah. Well,
a bird?
I don't know.
Yeah, have one sip and be drunk. It'd be over. The conversation would be done.
That's right.
Like, if I was drinking with a bear, I'd have so many questions. Like, why do you eat trash?
Why do you go to sleep with just a t-shirt on?
Yeah. Also, where are your pants? Like, why are we? Did you see that Jet fan with no pants on at the game the other day? By the way,
yes.
Yeah, how great was that? The guy goes to the Jet game, no pants. But bears would be fun to have that a giraffe. You know, would kind of be cool to see drink because
you never hang out. They'd be all the way at the top of the
785 says I'd love to drink with a fox and hear what he has to say.
Okay, sly as a fox. Yeah. I like that.
660 says, bears do cocaine, Bob.
Oh, my bad.
Dad move.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Cocaine
bear, yeah. Yeah. Well, you got liquor raccoon out there in the, you know. Yeah. That didn't come out right.
I was going to say, dude. I was waiting for you to hit the dusty leggings drop, but that didn't come out right.
Men's wieners.
Can you cut that, please? And on the other side, we'll get to our poll question. 96.5.
And you can weigh it on your animal.
Please cut it.
This is Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson. And you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you
you need extra cash, Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.